for more information about this episode, once again, you can check out the explicit version of my autobiography. Actually, you can check out either version. Either version will tell you about the story of me transitioning from a boy to a man. Once again, I use the Bible as my rules. So if you want to learn how to be a real man, hey, I got it from a real book called the Bible. This is my view. My view matters just like yours. Check it out. The rest of the episode is about to begin now. Hey, my name is Larry Ife, and this is episode 196. It is called A Man with a Plan. So here's the deal. People always talk about they want a man, and there's a lot of confusion out there as to what a man is. I want to clarify some things, or at least just share my views on what a man is. Once again, this is my views. My view matters just like your view matters. Here's the deal. Before I got into the Bible, I thought a man was just, you had a dick. You got a dick, you're a man. And that was it. There were no real rules. Well, it depends on where you grew up at. When I was younger, the rules for a man were based on my father, how I saw my father. And so I just figured a man, worked, took care of bills, and made sure we, he's a Christian man, so he made sure he instilled Christian ethics in us. And that's a man. But once again, there are other people that have other sets of rules. Some people think a man is just the one that makes money. He has to make money, the most money. So a female that thinks a man is just the person that's supposed to make the money, hey, if your man doesn't make as much money as you, you're not going to view him as a man. And he's not going to feel like a man, because the set of rules you follow for manhood are based on money. Once again, I always talk about rules and laws. They are good for you. Like the speed limit in the inner city is 25 miles an hour because you should not be driving down some side street going 70 miles an hour. You're going to kill somebody or kill yourself. Rules and laws are good. There's laws of nature. What goes up must come down. There's rules and laws. And the more universal you make these laws, the better. So let's get back on track. A man has to have a plan. I just found that out, and the Bible taught me that. So here's what a man has to be based on the Bible. A man has to take care of his kids. Okay? If you have kids, you got to take care of them. That's a good law. The Bible talks about it all the time. Another law about a man is, it says, kids should respect your father, and the father should respect the kids. So what the Bible tells you about being a man is, you don't just get respect because you got kids. You have to earn it. You have to earn respect. Respect is both ways. So according to the Bible, a man has to earn the respect of his kids. That's another law for the Bible. It's a good law. It makes sense. Another law in the Bible is a man has to walk with God first. Before you do anything else, you got to be able to walk with God. You've got to be able to have answers to life. You have to be so close with the creator of this universe, because the creator or the manufacturer knows the laws. The manufacturer or the creator that built this place put laws in place. So the creator knows what things you should and should not do to be able to be successful. Once again, this is my view based on the Bible. I believe God created this place. His laws are found in the Bible. And when he says, a man will leave his mother and father to go find a wife, I believe that a man has that drive to get new territory, to go out and conquer some stuff. And he's got to go find a wife. I don't believe a wife has to go out looking for a man. I believe a wife has certain roles. And that's not for this episode, because I don't know all the roles a wife is supposed to have or a lady is supposed to have. But a man is supposed to put himself in a position where he can go out there, find a woman, and get married and raise a family and teach that family and guide that family by the laws of the Bible. That means he can't cheat on his wife. See, that's a good law. It's called adultery. The Bible says don't commit adultery. People always think that when the Bible talks about sex, they only talk about homosexual activity. No, that's just one thing. You can't have homosexual activity. You can't have sex with animals. You can't have sex with your mom or dad. A lot of rules about sex, and they all make sense. So I don't want you thinking that the church and the Bible and the God are just against homosexual activity. No, it's more than just that. A whole lot of stuff. What's another law? I was just going to talk about it when it came to laws about sex. We already talked about lust in the last episode. So we covered lust. We covered cheating. Plan. Once again, that's the main purpose of this whole episode, is about a plan. A man with a plan. So, women, the Bible says the man will have the plan and that the woman is designed to be a helper. You ever seen a female with a dude and you're like, why in the fuck is she with him? He's an idiot. Doesn't matter. He has a plan. Women are designed, according to the Bible, women are designed to follow a man. They want to help someone. They want to help. A lot of times you'll see guys that get in trouble and a female sticks with them no matter what. He can beat her ass and a female will still stick with it because she needs that man. You need opposites attract. You need that man still. She got the wrong one, obviously, but it's still a man. And the Bible also teaches us that a woman is going to be ruled by a man. That's in their nature. And you see it in life. Women want to be ruled. Women want to be taken care of. I don't know too many women that say, hey, I want to go here every day and work a job 40, 50, 60 hours a week and come back and help take care of the kids. No, women are nurturers. They want to take care of a family, have babies. They want their husband to go out there and make that bread and bring the money home. Once again, a man with a plan. If a man's plan, according to the Bible, a man's plan is not based on getting money. That's not it. A man's plan is to follow God's laws, to obey God first, and then everything else comes after that. So a man that follows God's laws will have a purpose. He'll love his job because he knows his job is if he gets a job somewhere, it's not like the end of the world. He'll love going in because he'll be able to take 10% and pay into God's system, give God respect. He's not worried about making money. He doesn't care if he makes $10 an hour or $1,000 an hour. He does not care. His plan is to bring the kingdom of heaven to earth. Everything else comes after that. The happy wife, happy life, all that good stuff. You have to have a plan. Okay, a lot of, like these executives out here, these business executives, they're making millions and millions of dollars. That's their plan. Sometimes they don't care about their kids. They just send, you know, buy the kid a Porsche on his birthday, send the kid somewhere exotic, buy a beach house for the family, and he thinks he's a man. Okay, he's a man. He does have a plan, but that's the wrong plan. That plan allows him to go do whatever he wants to do. He can run. He can tell that lady what to do because his plan is based on him having money, and that money gives him power in that family. Once again, a female will still follow him. Why? Because he has money. You see this all the time. You see a nasty old dude, and he's got some little young fine thing. Why? Well, he's got some really good old dick, or he's got a whole lot of money. You will not find a old broke man with no fine young chick. That ain't gonna happen. He's got to have money. He's got to have something like that. And now I just got off track. Ah, shit. I should have took notes. I just got off track, completely off track, thinking about old dudes with young chicks and just a bunch of crap. Okay, back on schedule. Yeah, the plan. She still will follow that man with money. She'll still go with him. She'll still have sex with him. She'll still create a family with him. Why? Because he has money. So a lot of times it's the female's fault. Even these boys out here selling drugs. The female can say, you know, he has a plan. He has a plan to get money selling drugs. Pushing that bag. Dope boys get a lot of females. If the dope boy's girlfriend said, hey, I don't want you to do this anymore. Let's find something else to do. Let's take this money and invest in real estate now. Let's do something different with it. Let's contribute more to society. I know you did it because you had to, but now you don't have to. Let's do something else. Let's take this money and flip it. Do something good with it. She can help that man get a new plan and then help him carry it out, and they'll be straight. That's what life's about. When a man does not have a plan, that's when he beats his wife. That's when he beats his girlfriend. That's when he just has kids all over the place. How do I know? I have kids all over the place because I did not have a plan. Now I do have a plan, and now I have marriage. I got married, and now I want my kids in one home, and I want to also reach back to the kids who I neglected and start teaching them things, you know, make up some lost time because I have a plan. Speaking of plans, I was thinking about doing a clothing line, and I told my wife about my plans for the clothing line, and she's been behind me 100%. And we've had fun with it. We're creating more designs, crazy designs, truthful designs, designs that are all designed to give God glory and be fashionable. They're really fashionable. It's fun because I have a plan and she loves following it because she can see it. It's a good plan. We're talking about having an animation series, animated TV series. That's part of the plan God gave me. I tell her, and guess what? She's right there. She's ready to help me, follow me, be a partner, be an assistant, because it's a plan and it's a good plan. If I had a bad plan, she would still follow me anyways, because that's what women are born to do. That's their, according to the Bible, that's what they want. They want to follow a man with a plan. So ladies, pick a man with the right plan. Don't just pick any old plan, because he could take your ass down too. Find a man with the right plan. He has to have a plan. That's the bottom line. A man has to have a plan. If not, he's going to feel like he's not a man. Even though you may not believe in the Bible, find you a man who's miserable, and I can guarantee you, he does not have a plan. And that's why his ass is broke, or he's got a bunch of money, and he can't keep a chick. He don't really have a plan. Just not just out there. A man with a plan is going to rob people. A man with a plan is going to make money no matter what. He don't care how he gets the money. He could be a lawyer, a snake-ass lawyer, just getting money because getting people off that shouldn't be off. Getting people out of jail that should be in jail. He don't care. He's just getting money. Snake. A lot of them out there. I really don't like lawyers too much, actually. But anyways. Plan. Man, you got to have a plan. Get a good plan. If you need to find a good plan, hey, check out the Bible. The Bible teaches you how to be a man, how to make money, how to raise a family, how to have good sex, how to take care of business, how to build countries, how to build a business. Everything is in that book. Even if you're a feminine man, it doesn't mean to jump into homosexual activity. You're just a man who has feminine qualities. That's nothing. That doesn't mean to be a woman. You're still a man. You just have feminine qualities. The Bible helps you and teaches you and coaches you on all that stuff. Better than I can, because I kind of went the long way about it. But I'm here now, and I share as I go through the process. That's all I got. So that is a wrap for episode 196. And so that means 197 is next. And as usual, I have no fucking clue what's going to be about. But when I know, you already know, I'm going to let you know.